The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and it is the Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with global signage. Global electronics right now are the question, because in the reopening, you might have noticed, there is insufficient staff for the summer holiday plans. Franchises for food, franchises for hotels, franchises for exhibits or amusement parks. There's a shortage of staff. The reasons are entertain many, but the answers are entertain few until I came across this wonderful recommendation. Short-staffed restaurants, this is Wall Street Journal, prop up table service with technology. Chris, a very good day to you. Prop up table service. I think that I've run into this, but I'm not sure, and you can tell me because the demand might be large. Instead of a human being, I meet what I would have to say is something of a robot, although it looks a whole lot like an iPad. I can order what I want, the price appears, and eventually the food appears. Is this something of a workaround, or are we seeing the future? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. You're seeing the first real material changes to the economy as a result of COVID and this new way of working, as it were. The service industry in the last, especially 6 months, has been hammered very, very hard in inavailability of workers. So whether that's a restaurant, a rental car counter, a hotel check-in, a lot of that service industry is now extremely, extremely short-staffed. And these companies are working to say, how do I put an order and payment kiosk on a table? How do I automate pickup? How do I do more work with less people, which is necessitated by that lack of workers, but also suggest a fundamental shift in the way the consumers are going to have to be more accustomed to working within it. If you think of your experience as an example in the grocery store or the home improvement store, you've seen the number of checkout lanes reduce and more self-checkout. All of these trends have been coming for several years, but now they're being accelerated very, very rapidly, where you, the consumer, are going to have to do more of the work in that transaction, and it's less service-based and more technology-based.
We've been educated during the pandemic to do everything online, to order online, to not go to the CVS, not go to the drugstore, but you can order it, and it's here in the morning from Amazon in a box that is very convenient, all of that. Has that prepared us for this transition so that when I walk into a high-end restaurant, I'm ready to order at the maitre d's a table and then go and sit and wait for it to appear? Are we that well done, well along the process?
I don't know if in that ultra luxury sector if that will change, because that tends to be more of an experiential use for the consumer. But I think in the more utilitarian points, if I'm buying P&G Tide Pods at a Target versus from an Amazon, I'm getting the same product. If it's delivered to home versus me having to go pick it up, there's an efficiency and a time basis there. The real question is, how does that sustain price in the future? And when you look at very, very large scale retailers, all of the known entities of retail in this country that are talking about reducing staff in their stores by up to 50% in the future, think of that store as being less and less of a service experience and more of a you on a mission to find what you need, but without particularly help in that store, and maybe you're checking out on your own or other, it's going to be a much more consumer driven, but you as a consumer have the choice to be able to order from an Amazon or go to the Target. It's completely up to you.
Post-pandemic, we're entertaining a world that's not here yet, but can we glimpse it? As the phrase goes, the future's already here, it's just not well organized. Headline, Wall Street Journal, Biden weighs new executive order restraining big business. First paragraph, the Biden administration developing an executive order directing agencies to strengthen oversight of industries that they perceive to be dominated by a small number of companies, a wide-ranging attempt to rein in big business power across the economy. Chris, you travel widely. You are B2B, and your customer base includes some or all of the S&P 500 golden crowns, all of them, or some of them. Do you hear this in any fashion articulated as a threat, as a helpmate, as a reordering of the S&P 500? How do you hear about this?
John, what I would say in discussions with several customers this week who received communications from the FTC in one form or another, it appears there's a new sheriff in town, and that sheriff has determined that big business may not be a good thing within the U.S. How that evolves will be interesting to watch and observe, but it's definitely a change in policy, and many, many large businesses are now starting to contemplate their political profile and their alignment to see how that does for the next several years in the current administration.
I'm trying to translate using historical analogy. Is this breakup Ma Bell? Is that what this is? Or is it something about competition that has to be answered in a regulatory fashion, a metric you're going to be judged on? Can you tell?
It's a great question. I think there are different use cases there. I think you certainly see in the tech giants, the FANGs of the world, the big social media platforms, Amazon, Google, as it were, you're seeing more and more concerns towards antitrust in that environment. And any company of that size is going to have competitors and enemies. This is just part of the game, for lack of a better phrase, of these things happen and there will be political push back and forth. In other companies, the real question is this some form of a demand of political tribute post-election, where companies are being told, hey, you might have supported the other guy or might be on the other side of the fence. Now it's time to pay the piper by either changing policy or supporting a different party.
I'm searching around for drivers on this. The global tax proposed by the G7 finance ministers conjoined with the Biden administration, could this connect to that? You know, you're not going to escape our tax revenues, and you're going to be obedient to us. And could this also contribute to, let's say it this way, companies leaving the sovereign territory of the United States?
It's certainly possible when you're talking about these ultra mega cap tech stocks. In those ultra mega cap companies, they have the armies and armies of accountants, lawyers, et cetera, to be able to wind around any type of legislation that's there to their financial benefit. That being said, it is somewhat disturbing when you see these massive companies that pay nearly no tax, but they're simply taking advantage of that system rather than doing anything illegal in most cases. So it's about, does the law need to change to tighten that up and make sure that they are paying their fair share?
Did people know this was coming? Was this, I don't recall during the campaign, but then again, that was during the pandemic, so things were happening. I don't recall either the candidate Biden or the candidate Harris mentioning a challenge similar to the romantic days of Theodore Roosevelt challenging the monopolies of the turn of the 19th century. Do you remember that rhetoric?
I do not remember that. I think what will be very, very interesting to watch is big tech ultimately was very pro-Biden and pro-blue in the last election. The question is now, is the Biden administration going to bite the hand that fed them in this environment? Big tech can be a significant ally, as you saw in the last election, but could also be a significant adversary. It will be fascinating to watch and see, does big tech focus on backing those political concerns, or at the point that their own business concerns are on the line, do they switch sides?
Finally, social platforms, which is part of big tech, which is part of staffing. Social platforms, what I'm learning, and we discussed this with Facebook and Instagram, what I'm learning is that if you don't like where you are, there's always a startup to suit you, and that social platforms do not obey borders. You can be anywhere in Facebook, or you can be anywhere in the newest imitation of Facebook. Am I too cynical, Chris, or is this just a consumer availability and a buyer's market?
What's fascinating is in many of these social platforms and the big tech platforms, there seems to be this now editorial overreach where they are becoming the arbiters of the truth. From a human perspective, the ability to say, I want to go to the town square, I want to have freedom of speech, I want to be able to say X or Y, whether it be correct or incorrect, is a fundamental understanding of free speech. In these platforms now where they are the arbiters, whether it be election fraud, vaccine efficacy, or other, the fact that they shut down debate on one side and not the other is very, very interesting to watch. And that's certainly driving and fracturing the platforms where people go to other platforms and see the opportunity to, again, have that free speech.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.